Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Will they hook up or hang up? It's like speed dating live on your radio. The Hookup Hotline.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Happy Friday. I'm feeling love is in the air. You're about to meet our two listeners that are going to enter the Hookup Hotline. We got Anna, age 30, from West Covina. Good morning, Anna.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great, Anna. I want to introduce you to Ray, age 28, from La Brea. What up, Ray?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Fantastic, man. If you guys have a daughter, you can name her Anna Ray.
There we go.
All right.
Just saying. I like that name right there, right?
What about Rayanna?
Rayanna, too.
Does anyone ever do something like that?
All right, you got 97.1 seconds on the clock. You can ask each other whatever you want. Let the hookup begin. Go.
So do you like to travel?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sure.
How about you? The top three places you've been?
Well, let's see. I've been to Europe, been to Italy, France. Okay. I love the Caribbean. In the United States, I love Asheville, North Carolina.
Great city.
And it's like, I'm a flight attendant.
How about you? Do you travel much?
Yeah, I travel all over the world. What do you like to do for fun?
Oh, I like to go hiking. I love to swim. I love theater, art, you know, music and concerts. How about you?
Awesome.
What do you like to do for fun?
I love music. I love concerts. I'm a big musician myself. And, I just like to travel the world, seeing new places. And what do you do for a living?
Oh, wait, did you say you're a musician?
Yep.
Oh, what do you play?
I play the bass and the trumpet.
Bass and trumpet. Oh, okay. Yep. Well, I wanted to ask you something, though. How do you feel about dating somebody who's technically still married?
Kill me. Technically still married? Are you planning on getting a divorce?
We're just waiting for the paperwork.
So are you guys still together, or did you guys split yet? Or
we're still living in the same house, but he's dating other people, I'm dating other people, and we're just waiting for the paperwork to come back. You know, the whole, it takes a while to actually get officially divorced.
One of those, huh?
Time's up!
Oh, you didn't even let him answer it. Cold-hearted, Edgar.
Brian, in your divorce, were you already dating before the divorce was final?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Paperwork-wise?
Yeah. Because it took like 3-4 months, but it is a thing where, like, you know, you got to bring that up, and it's like,
that's still a rush into another relationship.
I mean, no,
you'd say, like,
I didn't say I found the one. Yeah, I just said I was out and about.
All right, guys. So now you get to decide if you want to continue the hookup or hang up based on what went down. Ray, you're going to be on hold. You won't be able to hear Anna's answer. That way you won't be able to be swayed by it, all right?
Okay, cool.
Hang tight, bro. Anna?
Yes?
What are your thoughts on Ray?
I'd like to go out with him, meet him.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys had a lot of similar interests, you know? It sounds friendly. It's good, good friendly banter.
Good flow.
How do you think he's going to react?
I think he's going to say yes. He didn't seem too bothered.
All right, fantastic. So continue the hookup, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Anna, hold on. You're going to be on hold. Won't be able to hear his answer now. Hold on. Big Ray.
Yo, hey, how you doing?
Great, man. Keep it real. Be honest, bro. What are your thoughts, bro? Hook up or hang up?
You know, she's a little, I mean, I asked her the top three places, and she listed, like, 25. So it's pretty apparent that she doesn't know how to listen to questions and answer.
Ouch.
Plus, on top of that, she's got some issues I think she needs to work out with her and her husband or her ex-husband or whatever you want to call it. So I think I'm going to just bounce on this one. I'm going to pass.
You going to hang up, bro?
If she was single, then I'd probably go on a date, but she's not.
I mean, look, she will be single eventually, you know, when it's all said and done. But no matter what, that ex is still in the picture, kind of, and they have to be.
Yeah, you know, you're just like kind of walking into a storm.
I want to date with somebody with an empty suitcase. And she sounds like she's got some things in a suitcase.
She's got a wheelie bag.
We don't know for sure if she's got tons of baggage or not. You know, stuff happens, man. Relationships don't work out. And at least she was upfront and honest about
it.
The way
she travels, it sounds like she's got plenty of baggage.
All right. Here we go, my man. We're going to bring her back on. Anna Ray, thank you for being on the Hookup Hotline.
Sure.
Ray, Anna decided she wanted to continue the hookup with you.
I'm just going to have to pass. I can't deal with somebody that still has prior relationships with, you know, especially a husband.
And unfortunately, Ray is deciding to hang up after this.
Really? Well, I mean, our marriage has been over for the last year.
But you still have that relationship going, so I'm going to go ahead and pass on this one.
No, we don't have any kids.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to look for somebody that's 100% single.
I understand.
Ray, Anna wants to know if she can have your number and call you as soon as the divorce papers come through.
No, but you can maybe hit me up on Instagram or something.
Oh, that's you. I use that one. I don't want to give my number away.
Yeah, right. Also, you know, we don't even know what the details are. Maybe she's about to cash in.
Hey,
I can hit some of those islands again. Or it could be like my situation where someone else does.
Whoops. I'm sorry it didn't work out today. Anna, I appreciate your honesty. Wish you all the best in that process. I know divorces can't be fun whatsoever, but I wish you all the best.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for being on, man.
Thank you.
So awkward.
Nah, there's no way for it not to be.
Is it always awkward to talk about the D word?
Well, it depends on the D.
Divorce. Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.